Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
And let's not forget the website, craigjamesfinancial.com. Not only great information, but you have to pre-register on that site. In order to get involved, all the great webinars and events, folks, that take place, pretty much averaging about one a week. Yesterday, not a great day on Wall Street. The Dow was down 1164 at the close. The futures market is down about 330 or so as we speak. And just, tough day overall. Stocks and everything else, kind of really feeling the inflation bug, many of these companies now. So all in all, it's time for analysis. As we welcome in Mr. Ferentino. Sir, how are you on a Thursday? Good to have you.
Good morning, Jay. Yeah, analysis as it is, that the stocks continue to fall, really, as the inflation worries continue. We're seeing that, first of all, you're trying to slow up people buying things. That's you slowing up the demand of goods. And then it starts to hit the earnings, saying that, hey, people are buying less, and then that sends the market into a tizzy. We knew this was coming because this is part of the controlled burn, so to speak, to tame inflation, is that you spend people down or prevent them from spending. So dollars aren't chasing too few goods. We're lowering the dollar part of the chasing the goods, not the dollar value, but the dollars chasing the goods. So the flip side, inflation will go down, you could also say, well, everyone will be poorer as well, because lower demand is coming, and that's what the Fed ordered. They could have easily started the year in a different situation, but the economy just needs to be adjusted. This is what the stagflation adjustment is. There's not much you can do here except sit and watch the train wreck. They took down a lot of big names yesterday. You saw Apple down 5-6%, Coca-Cola. The interesting thing is Walmart's a dividend-paying stock, so is Target. Target ended up down 25%, almost 25% of its value, literally in one day. That's a big move. If your company was down 25%, Jay, that would be a very, very big move. So, I've seen some press releases and some interviews with the head of these companies, and they're basically saying they're still getting foot traffic and everything else. It's just that the overall demand, some of this was not necessarily planned. As he spoke, the stock went down further. So it was kind of interesting to watch. But, profit margins are being squeezed, and you're getting this higher labor and input costs. So, the thing is that traffic and sales activity remain, but people are still shopping. And this is consistent, really, with my thoughts that the consumer remains sufficiently healthy. The consumer is in good shape, and they are going out. But this is trying to avoid a recession this year. So if you think of, I was telling you, reporting that clients are not going out to dinner as much, so then you start to look at some of these other stocks, like the possible restaurant companies, things like that. But people are still traveling. You're seeing some healthy move in the luggage companies, travel companies, some of those areas that people are still doing, getting out and getting their vacations. They're just trimming as to what their discretionary income and where they're spending that. So, as consumer prices moderate in the future, less aggressive rate hikes maybe might be in order, and we'll see how the other corporate earnings growth comes in. It might lead to a soft landing. But again, if you're in it, you're right here, beginning of the summer, which then tends to have less activity, kind of worried about the volatility going forward. You're starting to see some things, starting to see some people making some moves here. So also interest rates declined, also at the 10-year under the 3%. It went as high as 3.2%. Now it's at 2.9% on the 10-year treasury. So investors really, this is the time to start to look at, not necessarily calling about them, but certainly getting a list of names here, putting on a pad and saying, okay, here's, we're getting some sales here. Let's take a look at some of these things, because you want to, my experience over the years is to look for things to buy when people are fearful, when people are greedy, you want to look for things to sell. And that's sort of a paraphrase on something that Warren Buffett said. So we start to get a list of names here as to things as we're sitting in cash. Look for other things to buy here, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah, and listen, the fact of the matter is this inflation is going to be with us for a while. You know, according to all the experts, at least for the next year, will not return to that coveted 2% range that we have seen in the past several years for some time, according to the latest. You know, when you look at these polls and business leaders and everything else, and the Fed Reserve Bank in New York, and, you know, you just, listen, we're going to have to live with it. People are going to have to kind of do their thing and cut costs where they can, but they're still going out there, and they still have to spend money and as well as put food on the table, you know. It's kind of a way of life right now, you know. But it's something we just have to kind of get used to. It's going to be with us quite some time, so. It is what it is, my friend. All in all, we will see what today brings, and I look forward to closing the week with you tomorrow. How's that?
Yes, Jay. We'll have a great day, and we'll talk tomorrow.